Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy quit. I don't care how they're going to try to depict it. I don't care how the story will be spun. But this guy quit. And this guy is LeBron James. I don't want to hear otherwise. I'm not open to hearing otherwise. I'm not open to considering this. I am closed-minded when it comes to this argument. LeBron James has quit on the Los Angeles Lakers. He's quit. He shut it down. He shut it down. Technically, if we want to play this right, he shut it down right after they were not able to deliver him superstar players to play with him. As LeBron tries to be coach, general manager, league commissioner. When LeBron chose to go to the Lakers, and I said it to you before the season, so it's not 2020 hindsight, and we talked about it on this show. LeBron James is so impressive in so many ways, and I raise my hand. When he came out of high school and came to the NBA and decided at the time, I'm not going to have an agent. I'm going to have my own people sort of navigate the deal and be represented by my own folks, people that I know that I grew up with. I said, okay, this kid's making mistakes right out of the box. What a dummy. And I think they weren't my exact words, but that was the gist of it. And I would have been 100% wrong now in retrospect. LeBron has done great things with his career. He manages his off-the-court stuff really, really well. He has a fantastic, diversified portfolio of holdings and things. So I was completely wrong on LeBron James coming out of high school. Knew he'd be a great player, but I honestly thought he was going to be a mess. And I was wrong. And I've admitted I was wrong on that long ago. But when he went to the Lakers, I believed it. I said it. We've talked about it on the big podcast with Shaq. And that I believe he's just squatting on the Lakers brand. Because LeBron James is not hungry anymore. He's not hungry. Last time he was hungry, he was in Cleveland. And he was trying to bring Cleveland a championship. And by the way, he delivered something that I will always admire him for. LeBron's, he's awesome. But he hasn't been hungry since that feast. He won his championships with Miami. He felt he needed to win a championship in Cleveland, so he went home. He had to deliver on that promise. Oh, and by the way, he did. Which to me is absolutely admirable and fantastic. But going to the Lakers is more about building LeBron's brand as a media personality. LeBron's brand as a social activist. And if LeBron didn't notice, LeBron tried to tell people how to vote in 2016. Got involved with promoting concerts and this is who you should vote for and everything like that. And the American public yawned and really didn't listen to him, even in his own state. LeBron has lost track of what his brand is. And his brand is hoops. And he's spectacular, worth the price of admission, and one of the most dominant figures I've ever seen on the court. But make no mistake about it. When he couldn't orchestrate his own roster, when he betrayed his own teammates, backstabbing them all, that's where his enthusiasm for the regular season went away. He's quit on the Lakers, and now he's not going to play the rest of the year. That's great. That's great. That's the feisty leader personality that we've been waiting for. And if you tell me, well, he needs to rest that groin. Really? Yeah. He needs to rest the groin, right? So that's what we're going to fall on. Anthony Ray in Chicago was going to join us. What was he? Was Ray going to defend?
This guy always does. I like Ray, but he always does this. He always calls, and then I put him on hold, and then he drops off. This guy always does it.
Was he going to defend or try to defend LeBron, or was he
going
to?
Yes, he was going to defend LeBron.
And I wonder how he's going to try to defend him.
Well, he was going to point that when you look at his numbers.
That what? That he's lost interest? Yeah, I agree with him.
Well, that's not true. Well, no, that wouldn't be a good argument.
What do you mean?
Well, because the numbers don't back that up.
No, but he's lost interest defensively on the court. He's absolutely lost interest. And I can point to three games this year where it was pointed out by analysts working the games. Where it was pointed out since the trade deadline by NBA analysts working the games that his enthusiasm level for the defensive end of the court was not LeBron-esque. So I'll argue that with anybody that wants to. Anybody that wants to. And don't tell me about empty calories. I could go eat a box of donuts right now. A lot of empty calories. There's no nutrition there. There's no benefit to me there. You can be a great player and lose your way. He's lost his way. He really has. He's lost his way. Look, LeBron, the social activist, I told you I like the barbershop show. Really, I've really enjoyed it. I've become a huge fan of it. Really enjoyed it. And I had just watched clips of it before, and I think it's witty, and I think it's smart. So there's a lot of good things that he gets involved in. But never lose sight of your real brand. And your real brand is hoops. And then diversify into everything else. If you want to be Shaq in the future and you want to have that same thing where you go across all different mediums and you're very likable. I love my podcast partner, Shaquille O'Neal. Really enjoy him. But one of the things that I love about him is his ability to relate to everybody. He can relate to everybody.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.